Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What did he chant?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands. I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. But she was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if a favorite toy just happened to be half-naked muscular men? All right, everybody, welcome. Steve Bisciotti here and Travis Bowles. Now, a lot of you, if you're listeners of the show, you're familiar with a little segment we do, or I do, called Through Steve's Eyes. Looking at things, movies usually, so far only movies, through my eyes, through my perspective of how I seem to see things. And that's not always, or rarely is it what others think. And specifically, rarely is it what Travis Bowles thinks. Now, Travis is here. How you doing, Trav?
I'm doing great, Steve.
And my most recent segment was on a movie called He's Just Not That Into You. You can find this movie on Netflix. It's one of those movies, you probably heard my segment if you're listening to this, but it's one of those movies that follows multiple storylines that kind of sort of dance and interact with each other. Travis is well known for not watching anything that is not, what would you say, action, suspense, horror?
Yes. Yeah, I'd say that if it doesn't fall into those, and even comedy is kind of pushing it nowadays.
But after recap of one particular storyline in this movie, because I didn't do all of them, Travis was actually motivated probably a little bit by the quarantine efforts as well. It's probably has a little bit to do with this right now. But he actually sat down and watched the movie, and he has his take, I guess, maybe on my take.
Yeah, that's exactly how I would describe it. And I want to just kind of preface this. I realistically never would have watched this movie. With that being said, when I looked at the cast of this movie, I was like, that would be a movie that I would be interested in watching based on the cast. As soon as I find out that it's is what I would probably say is a romantic comedy. Is that what you think?
Yeah, it's not really funny in too many parts, is it? But it's a romantic drama? I don't know.
Yeah, you're probably right. It might be more romantic.
There wasn't really a lot of slapstick humor that I remember.
No. Oh, and definitely not slapstick humor for sure. No. It struck me as you're probably right. It's probably more of a drama. And like I said, I never would have watched this movie, but because of your review, I wanted to watch this movie. And I will tell you, I absolutely love Through Steve's Eyes. I think it is, it's a great segment. I think it's not only fun because you get pretty amped up about it, but I think it's also polarizing. And so it gets, it gets people interested. And so I think it's fun. But what I, when I don't like it is when I've never seen the movie that you're talking about.
Which, let's see, you dealt with that with Aladdin, correctly? Great.
Correct. Yep. I never even saw the cartoon Aladdin. So that was a tough one. Yep.
Yeah. So,
and what'd you do before that?
Oh, God, I'm blanking out. It had Scarlett in it, though, because I was...
Oh, well, yeah. Was it Adam Driver? And?
Yeah. I don't know if it was.
Yeah, I can't.
I know,
remember.
I discussed that movie. I'm not sure that was a Through Steve's Eyes, though.
And it might not have been.
Anyways, definitely did have Scarlett Johansson in it, I think. I thought.
Yeah.
Unless it was outside of Through Steve's Eyes that I was talking about her.
Yeah, that's, it could be too. But so what I want to do is I kind of want to break this down, because actually there's some of the points you made that I definitely agree with. But there's a few of them that I'm like, I really want to find out if that's how you felt about it, or if you were just kind of blowing that stuff out of proportion.
Oh, okay. Well, first thing I need to know before you get started, and then I'll just let you ask away or take over.
Yep.
Do you agree that Scarlett Johansson is the prettiest in this movie that you've ever seen her?
You know, I actually love her as a redhead. I will say she was, because of what you said about her personality and like that her, you know, she was wearing revealing clothing. From that standpoint, she was definitely hot. And probably closer to her natural hair color. I think she's actually a blonde.
Yeah. I think she's probably lighter haired.
Yeah. You know, so I think that worked as well. I still think, though, I love her in that red. And, of course, I married a redhead, you know. So, I, you know, that probably factors into it a little bit. But she definitely was stunning.
Ah, I agree. Stunning. I agree.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep. So what I have here is I actually have our podcast teed up.
Okay.
And I want to just push play and then just kind of talk about some of the things that you said on there.
Okay.
Now, we might have to bear with this a little bit because of, you know, how long the review was. But let me just see where we're at here.
Not that. Yeah, it's a little older. It's one of those movies where they take a bunch of stars and they all have their own little storyline and then they kind of converge at the end. You've seen these, like, I think there's one about Valentine's Day.
Yeah, there's one about New Year's Eve, I believe, as well.
Yeah, I think there is.
So with that being said there, could you hear it, Steve?
I could. I could hear it pretty decently.
Okay. Yeah, you want to talk about an ensemble cast. Holy crap.
Absolutely. Totally ensemble.
With that being said, I did not like Ben Affleck skinny.
He was definitely going through a thin phase in that movie, wasn't he?
Holy jeez. Now, that movie is 11 years old now, I think, which means it probably was filmed, you know, 12 to 13 years ago. But, wow, it does not look like the Ben Affleck we have today.
No, that was maybe post-J-Lo gambling Ben Affleck? I don't know.
Maybe, right around that time. All right, I'm going to push play again here.
I watched it because I thought, you know, this might have some good fodder for Through Steve's Eyes. It's basically why I watched it. But I found it, with so many storylines, very hard to do with Through Steve's Eyes. So I'm going to focus in on just one of the storylines. There's a storyline.
Jennifer Goodwin, Jennifer Aniston, Jennifer Connelly.
Yeah.
Every Jennifer I want to
watch. Oh, I've seen this kind of recently, then.
I do want to say this is – that point right there is probably the third or fourth time that Pete has jumped into your breakdown of this movie.
Yeah. I'm not sure if Pete is jealous of Through Steve's Eyes and he just wants to destroy it, or if he honestly thinks he's adding something to it.
Now, in his defense, I'd say at this point he probably was adding. because I personally had no idea who was in the movie. So as he, you know, was doing that, I'm like, okay, yeah, that's nice to know some of the actors.
Well, that was a good interrupt, in my opinion.
Yes.
Scarlett Johansson. And I'm going to focus in on Scarlett Johansson's storyline right here. Now I might blend into a couple of the other ones as I go. But Scarlett, before I start this, I want to say that I think Scarlett Johansson is the most beautiful in this movie that she's ever been.
Oh, wow.
She is so...
What color hair?
Blonde. Okay. So smoking.
And so as we discussed, pretty hot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. And she's a little thicker, don't you think?
Yeah, she's curvy.
Yeah, yeah, I really like her like that.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely curvy.
Oh, man, she really does it for me. As far as looks, yep. She's fucking horrible. But looks-wise, she's just amazing. And she's with Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper is the other one, who's married to Jennifer Connelly. What the fuck happened to Jennifer Connelly? She's the most beautiful woman.
All right, this is where it goes off the rails. Okay.
Okay.
Couple things here. Why did you not beep yourself calling ScarJo a fucking whore?
Laziness.
Ah. Okay.
I think I just missed that. I was
okay.
So that was a mistake.
So let's talk
well,
about.
Well, I think I bleeped effing. Didn't I bleep the F word?
No, you did not.
Okay.
Nope.
That was a mistake.
Literally, yeah, right before, it was like the sentence right before you started beeping things, you called her that name. Now, I understand why you feel this way about ScarJo, because of the choices that she makes in this movie. But in my personal opinion, it almost is, because this movie is about guys, like saying he's not into you, right?
I guess.
But I felt like the woman, she, like, ScarJo actually was playing that role of being, she actually acts like what most guys would do. And when I say most guys, I'm not talking about you, I'm not talking about me. Actually, maybe me back in my younger days. But, like, that whole playing the field thing, didn't you think she kind of was almost like a dude in her and how she acted?
She felt to me more like instead of playing the field, she felt to me more obsessive. Like she wanted him.
Yeah, and I agree with you, and I think I want to come back to that. You also started here with your comments about Jennifer Connelly.
Invites him to her yoga class. She teaches Scarlett Johansson teaches yoga. She finally gets alone with him and climbs on top of this dude. And he...
Alright. So this is one of those spots where I want to figure out if that's how you really saw it.
Well, that's okay. How I remembered it when I said... Now, if you watched it after that, and maybe, did she not climb on him? Or what are you getting at here?
So what happens is, and don't get me wrong, they meet... And right away, he says, I'm married.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
They still exchange numbers. Really, what it means is he gives her his card and says, hey, I could probably help you out sometime.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
She then, at some point, takes his card and calls him, you know, looking for help. And he drops the hey, you know what, I can't do this, I'm married line on her.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So at this point, as we're watching this, I'm watching it with Heidi, and she says, he's a good dude. Mm. He's a good dude. Okay?
Yeah.
The next time we see them, he calls her and says, hey, you know what? I thought about it. I can help you out career-wise. Come meet me at my office.
Yeah.
She meets him at his office, and he... magically cannot find the phone number of the person that he wants to connect her with, and says,
"Honest mistake, he misplaced it."
Yep, and says, "You know what? When I find it, I will call you and we'll meet again."
Right.
Yep. The next time they meet again, he comes to her yoga class and he says, well, I just accidentally came here. And she says to him, what do you mean you accidentally came? You called me and said, is this the yoga class you teach?
Yeah. Yeah, that rings a bell.
Yes. So at this point, I almost feel like he's turned the corner, and it's not even so much her chase. And don't get me wrong, she's totally into him. She wants him.
Yeah, knowing that he's married.
And does not care that he's married.
But doesn't she, where does she give him the speech about, well, why can't we just, he basically says we shouldn't see each other, and she's like, well, we can be friends. She pushes it more. Like,
no, he actually is the one that says we can be friends. Now, don't get me wrong. After they agree to be friends, she takes off her clothes and goes skinny dipping in front of him.
Ah, yes. Yes. Unfortunately, you don't see anything for those of you who didn't see this movie.
No, you do not. And I was very disappointed when I saw the movie was PG-13.
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
Well, that many big stars, you're not going to get much.
Yeah, I know, but there was a lot of stars in this that I was definitely sexually attracted to. I mean, Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Long, who actually I loved in this show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he was great. And then a couple chicks, too. But here we go. Let's move on.
That's your goddamn wife, all right? Ugly.
Oh, we went way far ahead.
I went a little far there. I'm going to try and pull us back a little bit and see what I can do. Sometimes my computer doesn't play very well with me when I do this kind of stuff.
Pretty soon, and this is where it goes off the rails, and it really starts. I'm not pissed at this. Okay. But I'm gonna get
pissed. Here it comes.
He basically tells him, and he's in a Home Depot for all places. He's like, hey, this fucker's so cool. And she's like, okay. Holy shit. What, you remembering?
Yeah, I remember it, yeah.
Okay. And he tells
her. What they said to him with Home Depot, though, because you realize they have the exclusive rights to Ryobi.
There's Peter for you. How are you feeling about Peter?
If people enjoy that, then I guess it's best for the show. But in the moment, and even in the playback, I just want to punch him. I just want to reach across the table and punch him.
I feel bad because as I'm listening to this, I'm like dying laughing. And even though a lot of the times I just wish Pete would shut up, but I enjoy the look on your face during this because it is really just killing me. It makes me laugh and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's just funny. So funny. By the way, we're recording this on Skype right now. Steve's daughter just walked into the room. I don't know if she was wearing pants.
I didn't look, but last I saw she was wearing some very short shorts.
Okay, that could be. It could have just been her shirt was hanging long.
Yes, I think that's what it was.
Yep. I imagine it was important information she wanted to share with you.
Yeah, it was.
Is everything okay?
Everything's okay for now.
Yeah, okay, good, good. So, we just got to the big scene where he tells his wife that he cheated on her. Steve, in your mind, why is he telling his wife?
In my mind, he is telling his wife because he is probably feeling a little guilty, and I think he is frustrated with her at the moment. And I think it just comes out.
But why is he frustrated with her?
I think she's just annoying him. Well, for one thing, he says... I think their marriage is in turmoil anyways. I mean, they talk about, don't they mention that they don't have sex anymore?
Yes. She later on tells you that, which does make me feel, a little bit sensitive for him because I could understand how that would be very hard on a relationship.
And they're, they're going through this whole building a house thing, which seems to be stressful on them. Yeah, yep. He's definitely under some stress because they talk about the whole he has started smoking again, and he is lying to her about that.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, ambiguous maybe when you're watching the movie at this point, whether he's telling the truth or not. In fact,
you don't know.
Yes, because she finds cigarettes and she asks him about it, and he basically blames it on the workers that are working working on the house, and straight up lies and says it was not me.
And why this is kind of important too is her dad died of like lung cancer or something like that.
Yeah, so, that comes up as well.
Yeah, so she has very strong feelings about the smoking. Part of this.
So I think he's having this, you know, relationship with Scarlett Johansson. It's probably fulfilling his emotional and sexual needs. She is being nothing more. And I am not critical of the character of Jennifer Connelly's character in this. She's kind of annoying, but not. She doesn't deserve what's going on.
So what made you feel like she was annoying?
She just seems really the annoying stuff is when it comes to the home building stuff, and she just seems to be so picky and anal and controlling that I just wanted to tell her to sit the hell down and calm your ass down.
Okay, so I will disagree with you on that point, because I never got that vibe from her, but that could just be, you know, the difference between you and I. I never felt like she had any real character flaws in the show until she said that they haven't been having sex. Now, right. I don't want to put that all on her because they never explained to you why.
No, I feel that the couple, I feel that they kind of give you the I don't know, imply that they've grown apart romantically.
Yes, yeah. Now, here's what I took from him telling his wife. I took it as, and you said this actually on the podcast, and we'll probably get there in a little bit, but, and maybe, you know what, let me push play and see if this is where you say it.
Can you just stop it? Can you just keep the spotlight off you for 2 seconds? Jesus Christ.
I think it's a little longer than 2 seconds, but go ahead.
Do I f***ing interrupt his top tens when he did them 4 years ago?
I don't remember.
When he f***ing contributed other than freaking stepping on my neck?
Wait, who's Butter?
Hi.
He's always Butter. But...
Oh, Pete's interrupting.
Pete's interrupting.
So he tells Home Depot.
Is
yeah.
she, you know, because she's f***ing at him in Home Depot. I think she's still bringing up the thing that she suspects he's smoking. Finally, he's like, look, I f***ed another girl.
You think smoking's bad?
He did.
Oh, that jogs my memory.
So she's like, okay, well, we're going to work on this. You know, we're gonna work through this. And he's kind of surprised that she wants to work through it, because I think he was like, I think I'm going to do...
Yeah,
right. Scarlett Johansson's a lot hotter than you. I mean, back when you were in the Labyrinth, you were pretty good, but, you know...
Even really, Hulk,
like I said, bit. The collagen's all gone in your face. You know, girls peak out in their, you know, late teens, and then they start just ramping off downhill. So Scarlett Johansson's a lot younger, I think. And anyways, we'll get to this.
So now I remember, she was talking about not being able to trust the floor, the flooring they were going to pick out.
Yes.
And she was really talking about him.
Yes, yes. That was definitely kind of how the conversation went.
That's what prompted him to screw it, I'm just going to tell her.
And I will tell you, Steve, I agree with you on this. When she said that we're going to work on this, I think he was surprised.
Yep.
And I think he actually wanted to end their relationship and be with Scarlett Johansson.
Yes, I kind of feel that way as well.
Yep. And so, like, he was just, like, shocked that, you know, that she wanted to go that route and said, you know, let's work on this. Now, don't get me wrong. I think he still loved her.
Yeah.
Like, I think he still loved his wife. But he definitely liked this young piece that he was getting on the side, and that's the route he wanted to go.
Right.
Okay. So right here, I'm like, man, this guy's going to make the right choice now. It's kind of the vibe I had.
The right choice by telling his wife.
by telling his wife and trying to end that relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I still think he's making the right choice because at this point I believe, oh, he's going to do the right thing now. And he's going to end his relationship with Scarlett Johansson. That's kind of where I thought it was headed.
Right. I kind of thought that might be where it is headed. Possibly.
Yes. Now, I got to go on record here and say, I think there is something mentally wrong with you for you to think that Jennifer Connelly was not attractive in this movie.
Yeah, well, okay. Now, I will backpedal a little here.
Good, because I was starting to wonder about
it. A little. I'll backpedal a little. As your everyday average woman, she's not a bad-looking woman. But I think when you're talking about movie star beauty, she was, Jennifer Connelly, was one of the most beautiful women in Hollywood at one time. And I think about the time of this movie, she turned a corner and she's starting to get too thin, too hard looking. She's lost all the softness in her face, and I am not finding her, like, I'm not finding her as attractive nearly as much as I used to.
How do you feel about Jennifer Aniston, who's also in this film?
I feel like Jennifer Aniston is holding up much better at the time that this film was made. Jennifer Aniston and her, I think, are probably pretty close to the same age.
Yes.
And I would say that around this time of this film, I think Jennifer Aniston is also lost some of the softness in her face and everything else. But I think she's holding up much better than Connelly is, in my opinion.
Okay. I'm going to totally disagree with you.
As a big fat slob who doesn't take care of himself, I'm definitely being critical of these super hot women. I get it.
Yeah. I felt like, and don't get me wrong, Jennifer Aniston in this movie looks like Jennifer Aniston did 10 years prior, in my opinion. I still feel like Jennifer Aniston, something about her, she just looks the same, you know, no matter what age she is. It's how I personally feel. I still found Jennifer Connelly in this movie just stunning. Now, I agree with you. She looks thinner, and obviously is thinner. But I don't feel like she's gross then by any means. And I can't imagine what it's like being a woman in Hollywood anyway, because I imagine like they probably feel like they can't win because of sick slobs like you.
She's already won. You know how much money and ass-kissing she's gotten by this point in her life? Do a Meg Ryan and just go away and enjoy your riches and you're having everybody kiss your ass. I don't feel sorry for them women or the men or Hollywood star men. If they're in the same way. I mean, we hold up longer. Men hold up better longer. But, you know, there's a lot of guys who turn the corner and you don't see them anymore because they're not hot stuff and they're still just doing fine.
So let me ask you this, Steve. When I was 20,
yeah,
I really wasn't that attracted to a lot of women that were 50.
Yeah.
As I've gotten older,
yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong, I still look at a 20-year-old woman and go, "Wow, she's beautiful." You know, quite possibly close to what you would consider the peak. But I also, I see a 50-year-old woman now, and Jennifer Connelly is a great example. And granted, what I'm looking at is Google Images because I don't know her. I can't go to her house and see what she looks like without makeup and all these things. But I look at these women now, and I'm looking at 50, 55-year-old women and going, that woman is absolutely stunning. Do you not have that?
I've noticed about my tastes changing to lean towards thicker women as I get older. So maybe it's because Jennifer Connelly is so thin. And I think according to the pictures that you posted on our support group, she looks like she's even thinner now than she was in this movie.
And it could be what she's wearing, but yeah, she definitely is thin.
There is just a, and I'm not talking fat women. When I was young, I was all about the athletic girl with no hips and small breasts. I like small boobs because it was the athletic look was my thing when I was younger. As I get older, I am finding myself liking more voluptuous women, and which usually comes with age.
True.
I mean, not that there isn't voluptuous younger women.
There are. Yeah.
But typically women get more that way as they get older and less thinner. Yeah. Typically.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do find women that I definitely would not have found attractive when I was younger attractive now.
Gotcha.
I hope that answers your question.
It does. I just wanted to make sure you weren't a creep and just attracted to women that looked like they were 15. All right. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
All right.
So, he ends up being he's at work. Scarlett Johansson shows up at work where he worked. She just throws herself at him, too. And he goes to the office, his office, and he locks the door, and she's coming out to him. She's going to the office. And he's like, all right, this is down. And now he's trying to work on things with his wife, and all of a sudden, they're getting into it, and you hear...
All right, so this scene in particular I found interesting. Listening to how you just described it, is that how you recall that scene going?
Yeah. Yeah, was it different?
What gave you the idea that he was working on things with his wife?
I guess because he hadn't left her yet.
Okay. In this scene, what has just happened is he has called her to his office. They went and met with, like, a music person that he had a contact with. Apparently, that person loved Scarlett Johansson. How could you not? And then as they're coming back down the hallway, they're, like, all over each other. And as they enter into his office, he locks the door. And he is definitely all over her.
Yeah.
There is no him trying to hold back.
No.
Her throwing herself at him. I mean, these two are super happy. They're going in his office. They're about to get crazy.
He has thrown caution to the wind.
Without a doubt.
And I don't know if he, I kind of figured it as he wanted to maybe work on things with his wife, but he has just given, it's like me when I'm on a diet and, you know, you open up the cupboard and you didn't plan on just eating a whole bag of chocolate chips, and pretty soon you're just pouring them in your mouth. I kind of was getting that kind of a vibe out of that scene. Now, I want to say, because I don't know if I made this clear and through Steve's eyes, and I want everybody to know, if you don't listen, I do not rehearse or write down anything for through Steve's eyes. I'm just going off the cuff. I think it's better that way, and it's more natural. So the problem with it is sometimes things aren't as well thought out. So I want to be clear. I think he is a super piece of shit.
Yes.
Okay. The yes. problem I have with the Scarlett Johansson character is I think she is too.
Without a doubt.
And when she comes out of this closet in a little bit, she is so disgusted by him, and I just seems very hypocritical seeing that she was just climbing all over a married man.
And this is the only thing I will say in her defense. Her assumption was that he was going to leave his wife for her.
Okay, did they give us anything in the movie that I missed that made us think that he ever told her that? Because I never saw anything.
There was a conversation that she had with a friend where she said that. So, no, they never showed him saying that. But it definitely was how she interpreted the relationship.
Okay, well, she's
so stupid. Regardless of if he ever said it, that is how she interpreted what things, what was going to happen.
Which makes her stupid. Because because when you're having an affair with a married man, what gives you any feeling that he's going to be scrupulous with you?
And I will totally agree with you on that, Stephen. She, without a doubt, is a home wrecker in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he is, like you said, he is a filthy example of a husband.
I kind of feel like, you know, and there's nothing, he never accuses her of being disgusting.
Oh, no. No.
I kind of feel like I just think her reaction there was so pompous.
Was definitely hypocritical.
She seemed like she was coming from a place where she deserves to judge, and she's coming from a place you shouldn't be judging.
Totally agree.
That's what made me want to punch her in the throat.
Yep. And I don't blame you for that at all, and totally agree with you on that sentiment. I don't agree, one, with the horrible things you said about Jennifer Connelly, who may be one of the hottest actresses ever to grace film.
What did I say that was so horrible about her, that I didn't think she was hot?
Oh, there's more. I did
call her ugly.
What's that?
I did use the word ugly.
Yes, I mean, I think when you use the word ugly, that is a great example of something horrible.
But would Through Steve's Eyes be any fun if I was, you know, wasn't?
Oh no, I'm with you on that part. Like I said, the whole reason I wanted to have this conversation was to find out if I had to get you committed. Or if this was all part of the show. So the other aspect of it, you really, you know, your feelings on the wife. And I, you know what? Maybe we just both have different takes on that. Jennifer Connelly's character. I think we both disagree on that. The big knock about her being mad about the smoking, because that's eventually what actually ends the relationship, right? She actually figures out that he was lying about smoking.
Yeah, and I think that she just realizes that that is part of his character, is to lie, and she doesn't want to save a marriage with him any longer. Because she's never going to be able to trust him. She can't even trust him about smoking.
He's always going to be a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Because even though he admitted that he was cheating, he still dropped that bomb of, you know, oh, and then she again asked him about smoking, and he said no.
Yeah.
You know, and so she just, in her mind, had just figured out, like you said, he's always going to be, that's him.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah.
Looking back on this movie, I loved your comments about Ben Affleck and washing dishes, because that literally was hilarious. But it's funny because I also could understand where, what's her name? Jennifer Aniston was coming from, you know, that the thought of marriage meant so much to her. But so there needed to be a compromise, and she was struggling with that. But then actually came to terms with that. Well, of course, he then proposed anyway. But it was funny because, you know, I actually enjoyed the movie, mostly because of coronavirus and being locked in the house with my wife all weekend.
Had your wife seen it?
Nope, she'd never seen it. She usually actually doesn't watch those kind of movies either. We're very much alike from that. You know, her first, if she gets to pick a movie, it's usually a horror movie.
Did she listen to Through Steve's Eyes?
She did after we watched it. So after we watched it, then I played Through Steve's Eyes, and she, like, immediately wanted to kill you.
Okay, so this is how it goes in my family. I record a Through Steve's Eyes on a Saturday morning, and I'm going home, and I'm feeling pretty good about it. So yep. Good that I just want to share it with my wife. So when I get home, I share it with Courtney. Now, this is pre-edited. And
all the swearing and everything.
Yes.
Yep.
And so she is pretty, disgusted with me by the time that is done.
Now you're talking, yes.
So then I go downstairs and I'll edit it, which I think makes it funnier, and in my opinion.
Yep.
And then when I play it back again, because then she's not so disgusted with me.
Yep. Did she watch it with you or no?
Not this time. I think she's seen it before, though.
Gotcha. Yeah, but that's the kind of movie, like, you know, if because Jeremy had seen it.
Yeah.
And had I been sitting in Jeremy's shoes where I had just saw it, I would have just been arguing with you, you know, after you did your rant. Not during.
Oh, not during?
No, not during. Because I love your rants.
Hmm.
And I think the fans do too. You know what we should do? We should put it on the poll. Do you prefer Steve's, In Through Steve's Eyes with the beats or without? We should ask the fans. Which pretty much is putting it.
They're so brutal with the beat, without the beeps, I feel, that I almost feel guilty about them.
They're just too much.
I mean, what did I say? Come craving horror?
Yes, I think that's what you said.
Cause,
I'm pretty sure that's what you said.
Because in order to get me to get the momentum I need, I just have to let it rip. And then after I'm done, I feel pretty good about it until I listen to it back. And then I go, ooh.
When it's making you cringe. When you go back and listen. But that's what makes it fun, dude. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I love you too, Steve's Eyes. I think they're fun. And like you said, you know, now that Pete is, you know, pretty much just having us carry him on our backs all the time.
Yeah, yeah. When's the last time that guy's come up with a bit?
I don't know if he's got it in him anymore.
I don't think so. I don't think he can do it.
Yeah.
Ever since I did that top 10 and destroyed him, he's never come back.
That's right. He's never done a top 10 since, has he?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's good. Oh, well, that's fun. I'm glad we got to break down Through Steve's Eyes and discuss it. And hopefully, you know, I don't know where we're going to share this. We'll figure that out. But
yeah,
we'll I mean Steve.
Oh, thanks. We'll figure something out.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. I hope you liked listening to a rehash of the show that we already released. But, you know, little look at things and the thought process. And I don't know what Travis's conclusion is of whether I need to be committed or not, but he can't come get me right now anyways because we're on lockdown, so I'm not going anywhere.
Peace, everybody.
See you later. Bye.